The challenge for the trucking industry is a complete lack of truck drivers. And so if you have a lack of available personnel to drive trucks, you compete or respond by making the trucks even bigger so you can maximise the loads per driver.
How big can these trucks get? They're already, like, them, you know, 3-4 trailers.
Yeah, the B-doubles, B-triples, the quads that you have in Darwin haven't really spread their way throughout Australia just yet, but that's coming. I think Victoria's just indicated its likely approval of B-triples here in the state. The advantage that Northern Territory has is much wider roads and much less traffic, so at this stage it's an easy option for them. But as the population in Darwin grows, you start getting pushback from the population as normal road users start to use their transport options at the same time as very, very large trucks. So there's going to be some social pressure forming for that.
Which is what's happening at the moment because of all of the development that's going on, and there are big semi-trailer trucks or B-doubles coming in and out of areas where development is occurring, and we're seeing this clash between normal road users who live in the rural area and the development that's going on out there with the trucking industry.
And often the challenge or the trap for governments is that they haven't considered that as one of the factors. They just allow the development to consider, yes, we'll tick off on that, we'll build a few roads, we'll put a few shops in, we'll do some drainage, but we ignore the fact that currently we have permission for very large trucks to use that area, and they don't go well in things where there's going to be schools and shopping centres and small drivers. So that needs to be addressed fairly quickly.
Okay, so how is the trucking industry dealing with this?
Well, its main approach so far has just been to add numbers of trailers. So the main issue for them is lack of drivers.
So why is the trucking industry failing to attract new drivers?
Well, you have probably one of the most dangerous industries in Australia at the moment in terms of fatalities. And everyone reads pretty consistently, you know, at least once a month. I think there were 40-odd deaths last year, and you know, that's a pretty major concern for people you are asking to spend a long time away from home, driving on the road in something they may or might not fully understand just how good the technology is in new trucks, but someone dies. And you hear about that, you hear about the pressures in terms of delivery times, the potential for the need for drivers to be driving hours beyond their physical capabilities. And so that presents to the wider public an image that's not all that attractive.
I'm looking for a change in career. I'm thinking about driving a truck. Sell it to me, Marcus. Why would I want to be a truck driver in this modern day and age?
Well, you're quite lucky, Vicky, being so young and sprightly as you are, that you really appreciate just how advanced the trucks of today are. They are very, very comfortable to drive. They have an amazing level of technology. And you think about, you've got a lot of downtime. So in the downtime, when you're waiting for your load to be installed or things like that, you can be twittering to your friends or Facebooking your latest location or doing Foursquare, any of those sorts of things. So you're in constant contact with the people you know and the friends you have, whilst also having a mobile lifestyle. You get to see parts of the world.
Wait a minute. The technology that you're talking about, I've got on my smartphone already. I don't need to get into a truck to be able to access Facebook or Twitter.
No, but you don't get the flexibility of travelling around parts of the country and seeing parts of the world and catching up with other friends and having lots of downtime and uptime whilst also earning a fairly substantial wage from doing so. And, you know, that's the balance. At some point, the truck industry has to go, it's not about wearing a blue singlet and thongs and shorts. It's about understanding that this is a really vital part of supply chain logistics in Australia.
It's difficult to recruit truck drivers. And so what the industry is doing is they're just adding another trailer to the back of the truck. So the size of the trucks is actually increasing. But that's going against what the community is doing and how we're all sharing our roads more and more.
Absolutely. You're getting these two trends, the social trend of people's housing and suburban development coming. At the same time, you've got this growing size of trucks coming. You know, on infrastructure like roads that aren't really designed for very, very big trucks consistently. And so this is a clash that's forming, and I think it's a challenge a lot of people aren't paying a great deal of attention to. When you throw in the possibility that you have trucks that can drive themselves, and it's a little bit further off, that might alleviate some of the pressure because then you could have single-sized trucks basically driving themselves. You
know, a truck driving itself along the Stuart Highway?
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. All you need is good telecommunications, and those things can do pretty much anything they like.
We don't have good telecommunications.
Oh, right. I forgot about that bit. So there's the challenge. And this is what happens. People say, oh, no, we'll just get the remote. Well, okay, but to remote, you need certain infrastructure like good telecommunications. We don't have good telecommunications, rule out remote. What's the next option for the trucking industry? Make the trucks bigger. Yes, but society's saying we don't want bigger trucks because it's becoming dangerous. The trucking industry needs to find a way to change how it's going about recruiting, because if it doesn't, it's going to be wedging itself into a corner and it won't win.
We've got a whole heap of truckies who listen to us. I know that, and I suspect they are probably sitting in their cabin right now thinking, oh, rubbish. Or maybe they agree with you, Marcus. 1300 057 222. Get on the blower and give me a call and let me know what you think about the future of the trucking industry. In particular, how can your industry recruit more drivers so that the trucks don't have to keep on getting bigger and bigger and bigger? 1300 057 222. Thank you, Marcus Barber.
See you, Vicky.